We had some discussion in the forum thread this week about collision volumes. This was kind of motivated by the discussion of supporting animation for collision volumes. And, you know, we recently fixed an issue with Bento that now allows those animations to work correctly, which I guess they had been, you know, before in the release viewer. But it's sort of a question of what the best practices are for working with collision volumes. So I did a little bit of a post on the forum thread a while ago about that. The uses I'm aware of are, you know, the collision volumes get used for fitted mesh. They get used for ray casting when you're trying to figure out basically which avatar you're clicking on. It doesn't do a ray cast on your entire, you know, mesh and attachments and everything. It just uses the collision volumes as a kind of an approximation. And there's also some support inside the animation system for animations to reference collision volumes for certain types of things. So it seems like the best usage really is to try to keep the collision volumes as nearly as possible as a kind of an approximation of your body shape. You know, that'll give you the best behavior with all of those features. To the extent that animating collision volumes, plays nicely with those other uses, it seems fine. I think if the collision volumes are getting moved around kind of randomly, then you're going to notice some functional issues with those other uses for the collision volumes. So something to think about. But anyway, the animations do work, and people can obviously exercise them as they choose. Yeah, I was actually kind of interested to find out about the animation support for collision volumes. I'm not sure how widely used that is. If the existing anim exporters even know about the collision volume constraints, but if they don't, then it might be something that should be a bit better documented than it is.
If anybody knows about how this can be done, we would be very interested to learn how it's going. We don't know that we didn't know that we can define constraints, but it sounds very, very useful.
Yeah, I can tell, you know, what the format is in terms of like how you would put a constraint into an anim file, but in terms of kind of what the right usage for them is, and how you achieve the desired results, maybe there's some documentation out there, but if there is, I haven't run into it.